Everyone, welcome back to a Rocky Start podcast. This is your host, Brian Argott. Been a while since I've been back here on the podcast, and I know last year was like really inconsistent. This year, guess what? It's been inconsistent as well. But, you know, the one thing that I've learned to do is, you know, yeah, sometimes we fall off the wagon with certain goals. This podcast is always a goal of mine, and I will continue to work on this goal and try to be better at it and being more consistent. That is definitely, you know, one thing for sure. But anyways, one thing that I really wanted to focus on this year is, you know, focusing on the things that are in my control. The podcast is in my control, how much I am able to focus on it and everything like that. There's a lot that's been going on since December 1st. I'm a dad now, 5 weeks into being a dad, and it's a few things. It's very tiring, but none of that's going to change, because guess what? At least for the next 18 years, it's going to be a mission as far as, like, you know, raising my child and everything else like that. And there's a lot of joyful moments, tiring moments, where you're just like, why won't this baby stop crying? And then there's moments where she's just so adorable. But yeah, there's so much joy that's come from all this, and I'm super excited. But reason I'm hopping on here today is to touch more on that topic, focusing on the things that are in my that I'm in control of, and focusing on things that I'm not in control of. And this podcast is, you know, about getting better in certain areas, and we all go through different rocky times and challenges, and I'm looking forward to bringing more guests on the show this year that this is not just a sports podcast, but it's a get better podcast, get better at life, get better at life skills, at habits, and everything of that nature. And that's what I really want to focus on this year. Not just habits, but building a business and everything of that nature as well. You know, as far as my own life, as far as personal training and coaching goes, is like, that's what I love to help other people do. And I want to kind of bring that to this podcast. But again, today is handling on things that we are in control of, because I don't know about you guys, but for me, I like to sometimes when my brain wanders and I'm not like being mindful, I like to focus on things that I'm not in control of, like, you know, maybe the weather, or maybe how other people treat me, or, you know, people that don't like me, or, you know, all those kind of things, you know, other people's thoughts. You know, there's always something kind of like that, that I try to maybe please others too much. And sometimes those are out of the realm of your control. And especially the past, that's another thing that, you know, like to probably focus on, maybe how things used to be or some of that. So I'm really trying to steadfast this year, build habits that will make me be better at that. So kind of, again, going back to some roots, is like, as far as like having a morning routine for me, which was so beneficial for me in the past when I was in the military and stuff like that, just to get things done. Again, especially now that I'm having a kid, it kind of prompts me to. It really, like, you know, there's no time for any BS. Time is so valuable, at least my free time especially. Like, there's no time wandering. There's no, you know, don't get me wrong, it's good to wander. Like, if you're out on a walk, it's good for your mind to wander. Your mind definitely needs a break sometimes. It's good. That's good, I believe, anyways, for getting your creative thoughts going, kind of, and all that. But again, because, you know, you can't always be in control of everything. But yeah, anyways, going back to that, is like, at least for like having a morning routine, again, having that hour, maybe hour and a half, 40 minutes, it's good to have my morning routine. So I'm trying to start my writing here a little bit more, as far as like in a journal, just kind of jotting down a few thoughts, nothing too crazy. As I write in this tiny journal, it's like, sometimes, have any of you guys ever written in a tiny journal and it's just like, man, why am I writing in this little thing? And so it's like, I'm writing in the 100-day goal journal written by John Lee Dumas, which I really like. I just wish it was, you know, my big giant ugly handwriting would fit, like it was a big notepad or a big notebook or something like that. But anyways, maybe that's a business thought, business idea for me. But anyways, that's one of my little goals that I'm trying to do. It's just kind of to help me remember more things, to stay on track and to kind of keep pushing that way. Definitely exercising is part of my morning routine. I want to get my exercises done early. If I can't, I get them done in the afternoon. But to move every day for 30 minutes is definitely a big thing for me. I'm really trying to focus on that and trying to bring more content to my social media as far as like my workouts and stuff like that, and trying to help improve other dads' lives as I start my community, my workout group community, I think, for dads. And trying to go from there, you know, maybe it might not be dads only, but it might be moms as well. We'll see how that goes. I have it's not a masculine thing at all. You know, I definitely try to be vulnerable for sure. Cause that's the best way to get results, is to be vulnerable. But anyways, for everything you can't control, it, there's usually something that you can control instead. And here are some things that you can control in your life. Again, this is not a comprehensive list, but it's something to help you make your own list. You know, maybe help with some ideas. Here's one that I love: the way you treat people. Whether you hold on to grudges or let them go. I've lost some relationships over the past few years that I have regretted, and it's often things that I've said. And I want to be better. I want to be better than myself, and I don't want to hold on to grudges, and I don't want to say bad things about other people. Again, it's a waste of time. And sometimes we just say stuff that is hurtful that we, you know, really regret later on. Anyways, more things are in control. Who you spend time with, so valuable, right? There's, again, kind of touching on earlier, it's like there's only so much time that you have, and who you spend the time with, you know, outside of maybe your family and your friends, what benefit are you getting out of the people you spend time with? Like, as far as like, and I mean like benefit, are you like good influences and stuff like that? Are they making your life better? Do they bring you joy and happiness and everything like that? Where you put your energy into, as far as like maybe, you're on Netflix 2 hours a day instead of going to the gym. Maybe you might want to put some energy on making your physical well-being better instead of letting your mind rot on Netflix. And there's nothing wrong with watching, I shouldn't just say Netflix, but TV in general. I do it too. I watch movies, stuff like that. But, you know, I'm talking about for the people that probably watch it 6 times a day and kind of regret at the end of the day that, oh, maybe I should have went and worked out, or maybe I should have went and got on a walk or got out of the house, anything like that. Anyways, another things that are in control: living up to your values. Like, what do you value? Like, maybe when you were 18 years old, like you had these certain values, where like, yeah, this is how I want to be in life. This is this. And like, you know, that goes by living by your values, expressing gratitude towards others. I, at the start of this year, have wrote cards to most of my clients, and I'm still getting them out to them. But yeah, that's one thing. I just want to, you know, express my gratitude in those cards. Wasn't a Christmas card. It wasn't anything like that. Just letting them know how grateful I am for them. And it's not just for being a client. It's for being a friend. It's for being a positive influence on my life. And because, you know, each of my clients, I learn from them. I get better every day by just talking to them. And other ideas that you could have. It could be learning to love yourself, being present, your actions, your mindset, being adaptive to change. That's another thing. Being adaptive to change in my life recently has been the baby. Definitely is like a slap in the face, because you don't realize, like, you know, you hear everyone talking about it and telling you blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like, oh, are you ready for the baby? This, that. Not until you actually experience it yourself is something that you can't really actually realize, you know. It's different from getting a pet and all this. It's, you know, it's just, it's a way different feeling when getting the baby. Definitely being adaptive to this change, as far as like, because I've seen parents where it can make him negative and tired and all that stuff. But, you know, it's like for us, like it's definitely, there's different feelings for sure as far as like what's involved in it. And how you react to those feelings, though, is really aware, is being present and being mindful in that experience is what really matters. But again, yeah, this is a few things here. I'm not trying to go on any rants at all, but I hope that is something that is able to help you. Again, this podcast was to help you try to, you know, realize what you can and can't control. I have certain goals that I want to take this podcast to by the end of the year, by the next 3 months, as far as like just having on a few more guests, posting more consistently as I work on the schedule and work on my own stuff. But yeah, I mean, getting 2024 started. God, I did not think it's hard to fathom that it's 2024. Still sometimes think I'm stuck in 2020 as far as like that COVID time anyways. But yeah, that's... it's definitely one thing for sure that I want to bring this year is being more consistent on the podcast, helping others, maybe just being kind of an outlet for others, and helping them, helping you guys. I shouldn't say others, but like just helping you guys, the listeners, be better as far as that goes. Anyways, still sometimes I'll be bringing sports on my other podcast, Sportsmanlike Conduct. I'll be talking sports sometimes here and there, but this podcast is my main focus, and I can't wait for more episodes to come. Hope you guys all enjoy this episode. Please do not forget to subscribe and share the podcast. Subscribing helps, you know, guys, build the numbers, get this podcast out to others. Please don't forget to do all that. Let's try to build a better life together and help other people. You guys all have a great day. Thank you for listening to the episode of the show.